You're listening to SBS News.
The latter half of 2018 provided thrills and spills and many heart-stopping moments for sports fans. In rugby league, Queensland's domination of the State of Origin series over the past decade didn't appear under threat. New South Wales had only won one series in that period, and new coach Brad Fittler was tasked with getting the Blues back in the winner's circle. And he did just that, leading them to a 2-1 series victory. In the United Kingdom, an Italian Francesco Molinari became the first Italian to win a major golf tournament, his birdie on the 18th hole securing him a 2-stroke victory.
One final birdie, and at last Francesco Molinari can give rein to his emotions.
Over at the Tour de France, a new flag adorned the top step of the podium as Welshman Geraint Thomas secured the yellow jersey for Team Sky.
The support, the Welsh and the British flags, and it's unreal. It's the Tour de France, to be riding around wearing this, it's the stuff of dreams.
For the second straight year, Australian Richie Porte was forced to retire from the race after a crash. There was also agony for Australian rugby union fans. New Zealand side the Crusaders successfully defended their Super Rugby crown. The All Blacks continued their dominance against the Wallabies, winning the Bledisloe Cup for a 16th straight year. Later in the year, the Wallabies headed overseas for their spring tour, hoping to finish a disappointing year on a high. But they were defeated by Wales and England, with their only victory coming against Italy. Golf's final major of the year was almost won by one of the sport's greatest ever players. A year after it appeared that Tiger Woods would never play again due to injury, he finished second at the US PGA Championship behind Brooks Koepka. In tennis, Serena Williams made the final of Wimbledon just 10 months after giving birth to her first child. She went down to Angelique Kerber, who secured her first title at the All England Club. Novak Djokovic overcame Kevin Anderson in the men's decider. Later in the United States, in the US Open women's final between Serena Williams and Naomi Osaka was shrouded in controversy. Williams demanded an apology from umpire Carlos Ramos after she was given a code violation for allegedly receiving coaching. This outburst from Williams resulted in her being penalised again.
Serena was watching her coach give her a hand signal.
Verbal abuse.
And now,
Mrs. Williams.
Wow.
Williams continued to argue the decision with officials, claiming she was the victim of sexism.
And that's not right. This is not fair. This has happened to me too many times. This is not fair. This is not fair. But to give me a point to lose a game for what we're saying, you know how many other men do things that are much worse than that. This is not fair.
Osaka went on to win the match, becoming the first player from Japan to win a Grand Slam. Novak Djokovic lifted his 14th major title the following day, defeating Juan Martin Del Potro in straight sets. Back in Australia in the last weekend of September saw the climax to the NRL and AFL seasons. The AFL Grand Final between West Coast and Collingwood went down to the wire. Dom Sheed kicked the winning goal for the Eagles in the final 2 minutes, heard around Australia on Channel 7.
Needs to be inch perfect, he is! He's got the most impossible goal!
It was West Coast's first premiership in 12 years. The Sydney Roosters and Melbourne Storm contested the NRL decider. Cooper Cronk's shoulder injury dominated the lead-up to the match, but once on the paddock, he battled through the pain, helping the Roosters claim a 15-point victory against his former club.
You know, everyone from the top down to the football club, admin staff, playing group, fans and supporters sacrificed a lot for me to come here, so it's just my duty to go out and give my absolute best.
To motorsport and the Supercars Bathurst 1000 always follows the football grand final weekend. This year, Craig Lowndes teamed up with Stephen Richards to win the race at Mount Panorama for the 7th time in his final season as a full-time driver. The Supercars overall title race went down to the final round in Newcastle. Ford driver Scott McLaughlin edged out fellow Kiwi Shane Van Gisbergen to secure his first driver's championship. Meanwhile, Lewis Hamilton now has 5 Formula One World Championships to his name. The Briton finished 88 points ahead of Sebastian Vettel in the Drivers' Championship. Still racing, but horses this time, and 29 straight wins and a 4th Cox Plate crown put Mighty Mare Winx into the record books. The Melbourne Cup was scooped up by a visitor as Cross Counter took out the race for the Godolphin Stable. The final stages of the race as called on Channel 7.
Cross Counter coming at Marmello. Cross Counter's flying. The Blue Army have done it at last. Cross Counter has won the Melbourne Cup from Marmello, a Prince of Aaron Finch.
To boxing and getting back into the World Championship hunt was the goal of boxer Jeff Horn when he agreed to fight Anthony Mundine. The fight between the two Australians lasted just 96 seconds, with Horn knocking out Mundine in the first round to end the 43-year-old's career. After the fight, Mundine reflected with broadcaster Main Event on his legacy.
Man, I just want to be remembered for somebody that's real, you know what I mean? Someone that speaks the truth. You know, like I said, I take my hat to Jeff and his team, and good willing they can bounce back against some of the big guys.
Australia's women seized 2018 to cover themselves in sporting glory. The cricketers had another successful year, lifting a 4th World 2020 title. While one of Australia's biggest female sporting stars, surfer Stephanie Gilmore, equaled Lane Beachley's record, claiming a 7th World Surf League title. The 30-year-old paid tribute to her family and friends for their support.
Oh, everybody, all my friends, my family.
Let it out, Steph. Woo!
Oh, everybody that just, you know, that gets me here, lets me do what I want to do. You know, my parents are back home in Australia. All the girls, my friends that have flown over here to watch. And my sister Whitney, she does so much for me.
Things are also looking up for Australia's women's football team. The Matildas are ranked 6th in the world heading into next year's World Cup in France. Alan Stajic's side has been drawn to face Brazil, Italy and Jamaica in the group stage. Stajic says his team faces a tough challenge to reach the round of 16.
Yeah, look, the familiarity with Brazil makes it a little bit easier to prepare for in terms of knowing the opposition. In terms of Italy and Jamaica, we'll have to do our scouting. I know that Italy was in Portugal's group and we know how good Portugal were, having played against them a couple of times this year. So, look, we just know it's going to be a tough group. There's so much variation within the playing styles that we're going to have to come up against. So it's going to be very important that our preparation is immaculate and we do our homework and prepare our team the best way we can as well.
That tournament will take place next June in what promises to be another action-packed year in the world of sport. Adrian Arciulli, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.